Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Barbara Tahuti West C. Gray, speaking to you live from New York City. This is the 3rd of November, 2013, and again, I'm so happy to have you with us this evening and to really have the wherewithal to decide to share your evening, your Sunday evening with us on our Blog Talk Radio show. As I begin every show, I pay homage to the One Most High, to our ancestors, to my lovely wife, to my mother-in-law, to my siblings, to all of you who've listened to our show going back for the last 3 years. I really give thanks to you all. And before I begin, I'd just like to take a minute of silence to pay tribute to my wife's godfather, Grandmaster Cam, who passed away this past Thursday. So we will begin at this point for a moment of silence. I thank you for sharing that moment with us.
Ashe.
So the Grand Master Cam was, and he was a very awesome soul and very knowledgeable. I learned a lot from him, and we've always shared thoughts with one another throughout the years that I've known him. And he always exuded number one, truth and sincerity and love. And he was also a martial artist. As a matter of fact, he was a 10th degree black belt. He was a grandmaster. And he reminds me of the fact that as we dedicate this evening's show to reviewing the master runners, the elite runners who ran this day's marathon, the New York City Marathon, it takes a lot of discipline, it takes a lot of focus, as well as sacrifice, to train arduously and be devoted to this particular sport, which I happen to be a proud and blessed. I'm very humbled to have the blessings from the One Most High to have a body that's healthy enough to have ran 14 New York marathons over the past 30 years. And as I approach my 70th birthday this coming December, I'm training for my 15th New York marathon for next year, year of 2014. This will be my 15th New York City Marathon. I and my wife, we had the pleasure of looking at the marathon on television, and at times we do go to the, well, my wife went with me once, and I've gone several times when I didn't run, to see the marathon runners run down the streets of Brooklyn, New York, past areas that I used to live. And this morning, we were looking at the marathon, and it returned as I, quote-unquote, the New York City Marathon returned after a one-year absence with big crowds and heightened security and a familiar champion, and that champion being the brother named Geoffrey Mutai from Kenya. He successfully defended his title this Sunday, and while his fellow Kenyan sister Priska Jeptu came from behind to win the women's race. And then we also had a Bronx resident, and her name was Businish Diba, and she finished runner-up for the second straight time in her hometown of New York City. So fans were indeed packed the 26.2-mile course, and they were undaunted by the events of the past year. As many of us recall, the year of 2012, the New York City Marathon was canceled because of the devastation of Superstorm Sandy, but not before many New Yorkers were enraged by the initial plans to hold the race anyway. And then after the bombings at April's Boston Marathon, the New York City police had bomb-sniffing dogs, which roamed the entire course, and barricades were limited, you know, they provided limited access points to Central Park. I can recall when I used to run the marathon in my earlier years that the crowds were not unruly, but it was kind of dangerous and really also had the potential of jeopardizing the front runners because people would be so excited and they would run into the path of the runners and tapping them on the shoulders and hugging them and what have you. And runners was like, you know, they had the added challenge of telling the people to move aside and don't touch them and whatnot. And, of course, when you have a crowd like that, you have some people who are, like, inebriated. They're trying to stay warm, and they might get insulted. So it's really an interesting scenario. And one, New Yorkers, as you know, can be very, very serious people, but also very humorous. So we took it in stride, no pun intended, as we traversed the course. And indeed, you know, it was, those were experiences to remember. I remember I used to run down Lafayette Avenue in Brooklyn, New York, and I would always invariably have friends that would shout my name, and it was the custom for us to go and run on the side, but nearest the sidewalks, and we would slap fives and just hold our hands up and just giving the energy and receiving the energy. But I began to realize as I got older and started running more marathons, and I needed to run in the middle of the pack so that I could concentrate and focus and not lose my energy, and also, of course, not be pulled over by someone overly excited trying to hug me or encourage me and push me to run faster. So, anyway, after the bombings of April's Boston Marathon, we had tight security, barricades, limited access to the points to Central Park and all around the various areas where crowds were concentrated. There was a record participation of 50,540 runners, which actually started the race throughout the five boroughs. And Brother Mutai pulled away around mile 22 to beat Ethiopia's Diskasikavye Kabidi by 52 seconds. And this is a very windy morning, and the marathon used to be held in the month of October, and it was decided around late 80s, I believe, if not the early 90s, that they would move the starting Sunday, should I say, the Sunday, the first Sunday of November, because in the months of October, it remained very warm. And usually we, marathons, we like to have it somewhat of a, not a chill, but at least, you know, a temperature which we don't get overheated. So Mutai, his time of 2 hours and 8 minutes and 24 seconds was well off his course record of 2 hours and 5 minutes and 6 seconds, which was set in nearly perfect condition 2 years ago. And he's the first man to repeat in New York in terms of winning the New York City Marathon since Kenya's John Gwewe in 1997 and 1998. Kibiti, the London Marathon champ, clinched the $500,000 in bonus money for the World Marathon Majors title, and South Africa's Lusipho April was third. And then Sister Jepto, she trails Diba in the women's division by nearly 3.5 minutes at the halfway point. But she started making her move as the race entered Manhattan, and then she subsequently passed the Ethiopian with just over 2 miles to go. So it was really an exciting race. And I must mention that Jepto, who was the 2012 Olympic silver medalist and 2013 London Marathon champ, won in the time of 2 hours and 25 minutes and 7 seconds. And he also clinched the $500,000 World Marathon Majors bonus. The women's race played out almost identically to last New York City Marathon 2 years ago, but this time Diba was the pursued and not the pursuer. In 2011, Mary Kenteny pulled away to a big early lead, and Diba and countrywoman Farakwat Datu chased her down. And Datu, who won that day, was 14th Sunday, this today, as the defending champ. And this time, Diba and training partner Tigis Tufa separated themselves right from the start, and my wife and I were so excited looking at them. We were wondering, like, where are the other women? And they were like maybe 10, 15 blocks behind them. At this moment, though, I'm going to just take a moment to welcome my wife. She has stepped into the studio. How you doing, honey?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, I'm fantastic. As you can see, I'm excited about sharing with the listening audience this Sunday's marathon event.
Well, the marathon is an example. I'm excited about it, too, because of the little bit of running that I do, and then mm-hmm. I'm encouraged by seeing the number of women that were participating.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a very exciting thing. And
absolutely.
You know, I'm all about health and exercise and eating right, so... Well, people take their health for
yes.
granted. I mean, so many of us, most of us,
mm-hmm.
especially when we're younger, we take it for granted. And this marathon is a reinforcement of what you always say, that line, the body keeps score.
Absolutely.
So the
Absolutely.
Body is keeping score every single day of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
It's keeping score.
Yeah, that's something that really resonated with me when I first started running and running around, running with elite runners who were elders, actually. I was in my late 20s, early 30s, and they were in their late 30s, early 40s, and they were able to really, you know, inform me about certain things about health and running and how they all juxtapose and really assist one another in terms of that effort of being an athlete and being a winner, for that matter. And everyone is a winner who runs the marathon. If you finish the event, even if you don't finish, you're still a winner, you know, because you had the courage and the wherewithal to go out there and run. And I know you say, honey, that, you know, you're not looking to run a marathon, but I'm just impressed that you have been able to, in the course of a couple of years, get to the point where you can entertain running 3 miles, in this case 3.5 miles, without stopping.
It's very possible.
Yeah. And then one time you didn't think you could run even a mile, for that matter, or half a mile, you know. And I must share with you that I'm so proud of my wife. She was challenged with diabetes and what have you, and that's one of the things that prompted us to start dating one another every Sunday and running together and walking together. And I encourage those of you who are listening to definitely consider the prospects of the benefits of running, if not running, at least walking a half an hour per day at a rigorous pace so that you can get your heartbeat up and what have you, and circulating the blood and getting it flowing so that your body can actually indeed keep score and recognize that you're very proactive in terms of keeping your body healthy and, of course, eating the right foods. We won't get into that this evening other than to say that, yes, fruits and veggies should be top on the list, and top in terms of consumption. So, yes, getting back to this afternoon's marathon, it was very exciting, and I almost forgot to mention that I was talking about the bonuses that were given out, $500,000. I mean, when I started running the marathon, the bonus, the winning prize was like $30,000 or $50,000 went up to that point.
And now it's $500,000.
Yeah.
Not bad for 2 hours' work, right?
Not at all. And you did get a Mercedes-Benz along with that, you know. But things have changed.
Mm-hmm.
So, indeed, that's quite an incentive for people to who participate in the marathon to want to train as seriously as they can, as hard as they can, so they can win the prize money, the bonuses at least. And that was not for the New York City Marathon. I think that was actually for what they call the World Marathon Majors title. The New York City Marathon is the prize money is another figure, as it were, which I'm not sure. I'm not really positive of that amount. But I do think they still give away a car, if I'm not mistaken, and some other show. I'll verify that in the next show. So, indeed, as I mentioned earlier, the security was very tight from the moment the runners arrived on Staten Island and they were corralled into long bag check lines, and officers and volunteers repeatedly remind them to keep their cell phones out of the race. And, you know, it was something to behold, indeed. Those of us who are marathon runners, you know, we have a certain amount of gut and courage and an attitude that fear doesn't come into our psyche, you know, in terms of us indulging in this sport. And as many of you can imagine, it's a sport that we basically challenge ourselves. We do challenge each other, you know, but the main challenge is with oneself. And most of the running involves mental strength and toughness. Of course, the physical toughness is required, but more so mental. And if you can run, say, 10 to 15 miles, for 15 miles, without stopping at a reasonable pace, you more than likely can train within a year, 6 months to a year's time, so that you can run the full 26.2 miles, and, of course, hopefully without any injury. I'm also excited about the fact that there was a marathon runner by the name of Wesley Karur from Kenya, and he returned to defend his title. He won in the Olympics, and also I think he was one of the major champions of the Chicago Marathon a couple of years ago. So I'm just excited with one who is an African-American man, a man of African descent, to be at my age, at 70 years of age. And mind you, I do plan to be competitive in my age group. I will be running 5K and 10K races and half marathon races, and I've had the honor and blessing of being able to place in second and third place years ago when I used to compete. And I'm looking now that the window is open in that age group to start competing again from 70 to 80 years of age. And I do this not for this self-aggrandizement, but also, as I mentioned earlier, I think I did, that I also an interest, looking forward to encouraging those in my age group, the baby boomers and even younger brothers and sisters, to if not take up running, to embrace some type of physical activity so that indeed they can be in good shape and be fit for life, as it were. So for a moment, we will take another break, and I will be back momentarily. www.healthandwealthmovement.com, and I'm sorry, that's www.worldwidehealthandwealthmovement.com. I repeat, that's worldwidehealthandwealthmovement.com. And at that site, we have a flagship product called Fovea, and I encourage you to go to the site and read up on the information about Fovea. It's a supplement that assists the body in healing itself and keeping itself regulated, so in the optimum state of health. And we have other products that are featured on the site, which my wife and I both use. And, of course, anything that I suggest on our show, we recommend that you consult your doctor before you engage in any consumption of any products that we talk about and recommend. But indeed, I advise you to visit our site, my site rather, and take a look. And also another site, that's www.drumsofchange.com. At that site, you will be able to purchase drums. Many of you know that I encourage the possession of drums in every home, especially those of us of African descent, that we should have a drum in the home, and preferably, if not hopefully, a designated drummer for all major events that happen in the household and within the family. So, again, that's drumsofchange.com. In the last previous shows, I've been teaching a book titled The True Power of Water by Dr. Masaru Emoto. And I will be continuing next Sunday reviewing this very interesting and profound book, which concentrates on the essence of water and the healing and discovering powers and attributes of water. So, indeed, tune in next week, and, of course, spread the word to your friends and associates about the show. And of course, you can always visit the archives and tune in to the shows that have been recorded in previous times. So, indeed, the marathon was quite an exciting event, and of course, next year, I look forward to, God willing, the Most High willing, and the blessings being upon me to be able to be a participant in the next New York City Marathon of 2014. And throughout the year, I will be talking about various modes of exercise, such as yoga. I will be sharing certain breathing techniques and also talking about certain aspects of martial arts and a host of things which will be beneficial to you in terms of you being able to maintain your optimum health. So be sure to tune in, and we look forward to sharing more with you about the magic and the positive aspect of water and how it can benefit you. Oh, yes, before I forget, we recommend, as always, that you drink at least 8 glasses of water. There's 2 schools of thought. Basically, 8 glasses, that's 8-ounce glasses, or to drink at least half of your weight. If you weigh 200 pounds, you should be drinking at least 100 ounces of water. And so your body needs to be properly hydrated so that you can function on an optimal level. The organs that you have within your body, they can go through a certain negative condition in terms of not atrophy, but a certain dryness, as it were, if your body is not properly lubricated. And, of course, the digestion of food is assisted by a sufficient amount of water. The whole process of elimination is definitely dependent upon you being properly hydrated. Even in terms of the blood in your system, in your body, needs to be in a certain viscosity, a certain amount of fluidity, and water has the attributes of regulating that at a proper level. So it's so important. We can't overemphasize that. Just drinking juices and other beverages, as it were, we might have the impression that, oh, I'm getting enough water in my system via these particular elements. But no, that's not the case. You have to drink pure water in order to be properly hydrated. So as we look at those marathon runners running down the streets of New York throughout the 5 boroughs, we see that they, without hesitation, at various points have to reach out at tables that are, maybe it's not just water, they have a mixture of water with the electrolytes, host of other things. And of course, when you're running a marathon, you do need a certain amount of fruit-based juices that will give you the amount of sugar and glucose that's needed for the muscles and so forth. But at any rate, you know, we need to just emphasize that and spread that amongst our family members, our friends, and our immediate community, the importance of proper hydration through water, eating as healthy as we possibly can, you know, because without a healthy body, accomplished, you know, you cannot fight a war, you cannot fight a battle, you cannot overcome your challenges in your life's journey, you know, without being healthy, you know. So we cannot overemphasize this. Indeed, the name of the show is Grass Roots Holistic Health. So from a grassroots level, let's all assist each other in being as healthy as we possibly can. So I end, as I always begin, by giving homage and giving praise to the One Most High and giving homage to our ancestors for the blessings, for the shoulders that we stand upon, for giving gratitude and appreciation to my lovely wife, to my mother-in-law, to all of my siblings, to my godchildren, to my daughter, all of my friends throughout the network, social network community, and my immediate friends. Thank you all for tuning in, as always. And I bid thee farewell. Shalom, assalamu alaikum, all my relations peace and blessings until we meet again next week. Have a blessed week with prosperity and health.